This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Some show here. We're going to go 9 minutes now with Bernie Miklas, the great Bernie Miklas. Man, it is always good to have you on the program. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. I wish we had some sunshiny type things to talk about today, but apparently
I'll give you one.
Not in, yeah, all right, what do you got?
I'll give you one. The Heimblum era is underway. It already has been. But I'm as of last night, I am ready to go. It's time to rearrange what the Cardinals have. It's time to look ahead to 26. I think that has already been underway. But let's be real here. This team is, you know, they overachieved. Now they're back to what they are.
100%. You know, and I think it. I think what you just said was something I feel. And, you know, some of my friends who are really good writers around the country feel the same way. People that I talk to feel the same way. You know, there comes a point in time where you sense that it's not going to happen. You're thinking, well, it's just not going to happen, but they're only yada yada games out of wild card spot. But look, it's time to just have, you know, like square up the reality, face up the reality. I mean, if you go back and see, I prefer using the larger sample sizes. Yeah, I mean, we all know the Cardinals have lost 4 out of 5. We know that they're 4-10 in their last 14. But if you go all the way back to May the 30th, they're 19-24, which doesn't sound awful, but that's 11th in the National League. But the thing that jumps out at me because run differential, I think run differential almost always, not always, but almost always lets you know how good your team is. And if you go all the way back to May 30th, like I said, where they were, you know, they're 19-24, they're a minus 41 in run differential. That's just not a good team. I mean, it's flat out a bad team, you know, and I'm not saying everything is bad, Tom, but if you give me, you know, one more minute here, since again, May 30 is the day I circle in the calendar, because it gives us a larger sample size. If you go back to May 30th, I mean, this team's got the worst starting pitching ERA in the majors. The bullpen's fine, but the worst starting pitching ERA in the majors. And the offense ranks 21st in runs, 25th in batting average, 25th in on base, 25th in slug, 26th in OPS. Like if this is kind of like the blind taste test that they used to do. Like, you didn't know who the identity of the team was. You just said, well, you know, what if I told you, let me give you a set of numbers. What would you say? Is that a playoff contender? The answer would be 100% of everybody who heard those numbers would say, no, of course not. So, yeah, it's time to just face up to it and get busy and sell. The other thing I would do, I don't know how quick to do it. You got to get JJ Weatherholt up here. It'd be great to get him a 6 weeks, 8 weeks of experience, which will only make him hit the ground running in 2026. You got to make some decisions like that too.
There's a question on YouTube here that this person, Philip, is all in on the Bloom era, but why don't the Cardinals just dismiss Mo? He should be done too, because, you know, they did this transition for a reason, Bernie, that they have Bloom available to go do his job of canvassing the minor leagues. Mo's job is not just to make trades and sign people. Mo runs the entire operation. So, you know, you got a lot of people that work for the Cardinals that have to understand what's happening here moving forward. What are you telling me? You want Heim Bloom to stop all of his minor league trips and come back and work in the office? I mean,
let's not have tantrums about this. Mo's on his way out, period. You know, and look, if they were going to do that, the time to do it was to like let Heim Bloom take over last offseason. But this job down below the minors and the player development system and all the infrastructure and the coaching instructor, that was a massive project. For some reason, some people still don't get it. I mean, it's a massive project. Heim Bloom's had to go out and hire people, and those people have hired other people. And they're checking on a lot of things, including their facilities and technology, and they're evaluating what they have. I mean, you know, Heim Bloom and Rob Serfolio play a major role even at this deadline because, you know, they're identifying what they have in the minor leagues and basically prospects and like, no, we don't want to trade this guy. Okay, we might trade that guy if someone comes calling. There's no need to have tantrums and just say, well, like, fire everybody now. I mean, all of this is in transition and it's going to happen soon enough.
Chad, when I said that earlier, said that seems like an assumption, not factual, that Bloom would have been involved in the draft and the deadline, et cetera. I'm just telling you.
Right.
He also said that Bloom doesn't walk on water. I agree. He doesn't. Red Sox fans would be the first to tell you that. They don't like it. But if you look at the Red Sox, that organization's pretty good and is built for the future. And he has a chance to, after an excellent run with the Rays and a strange one with the Red Sox, redeem himself here. That's how I see it.
Well, the people that, you know, would just automatically, before doing any research, any homework, what's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whatsoever, we're just like in effect dismiss him as a failure in Boston. They have no idea what they're talking about. Okay, that there was a lot of stuff going on there, including an owner who changed his. The owner said, "We're hiring you for this. We want the Tampa Bay model. We want cost efficiency. We want a great minor league system. Our minor league system is terrible. Your number one job is to fix that, and we want a great farm system again." Did Heim Bloom do that? 100%. They were like 28th or 29th in the player development rankings when he took over, and this year, with many of the players he drafted, this year they were in the top three. I think they were even second in their farm system. So he did it, but the owner kept changing his mind about what he wanted, and it's like, well, we want you to do this. No, let's sign Mookie Betts. Oh, Mookie Betts turned it down. Get rid of him right now. Get rid of him. Over and over and over again, just flip-flopping all over the place. And the other thing, and this is the number one thing people need to understand about Heim Bloom. He was not allowed to hire his own people in Boston, which actually he never should have taken the job. Because if you're going to take a job of that magnitude in that shark tank in that town, you got to bring your own people in. You can't be surrounded by guys that are going to stab you in the back because they were loyal to the previous general manager. So I lose patience with all this stuff. If you look at the way Tampa Bay, what they've done with their payroll and how they've overachieved constantly. And some people say, well, you know, they haven't won a World Series. Well, I think when you're like 30th in payroll every damn year, you're not going to win the World Series, right? But you are going to be able to be a team that gets to the playoff and a team that's going to win 90 plus games. So, Tom, I've been thinking about this weekend. See, I'm all fired up now, man. Sorry. But Tampa Bay and Boston are the model player development systems, especially Tampa Bay. Here's where, all right, there's a great story going on in baseball. Hasn't been talked about enough. Just hasn't been talked about enough. And now people are starting to pay attention. The Milwaukee Brewers are unbelievable. And you know what Chaim Bloom's job's going to be before? This is important for all of us to understand this. Don't worry about the payroll. Don't worry about, well, Bill DeWitt's got to spend $300 million or this or that. Don't worry about, well, when can we win a World Series? Well, when can we do this? When are we going to do that? How soon is this going to? Don't worry about all that. You know what the number one objective is? Be better than the Milwaukee Brewers, because they are a baseball miracle with the payroll they have and the market size they have had. They're going to be in the playoffs for the seventh time in the last 8 years. You look at where they are right now, they're clearly like a top three, top four team in baseball, and they do it. It's amazing how they do it. I don't know how they do it. They have the smartest front office in baseball is how they do it. Chaim Bloom's challenge is to make the Cardinals as smart as the Brewers and how they go about things. Put all the other stuff aside, okay? That's big picture stuff that will sort itself out over time. The first thing you need to have, get smarter. Get as smart as the Milwaukee Brewers, and then you're going to have something.
100%. Bernie Miklas on KMOX. Appreciate you, my man. I'll see you soon.
All right, I'm going to calm down now. Thank you, brother.
I love it so much. The Gas House game coming up tomorrow, and Bernie will be with us with Holly Marmel on Tuesday. We'll see you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.